There are specific qualities of character that I want to commend to you as soldiers or knights. They are as follows. 1. Be sober. Sobriety is a Christian virtue. You are to be marked by a grave, earnest, and thoughtful character. Sobriety is the fruit of the Holy Spirit that flows from spiritual knowledge and wisdom. Indeed, we have devoted weeks of instruction and volumes of books to contribute to your acquisition of spiritual knowledge and wisdom. Sobriety is a quality of character that we have desired to foster in you. The sober knight is resistant to fear and panic. He's fearless. He is calm and steadfast in the face of uncertainty and difficulties. The Christian knight is sober because he has the full wealth of conviction that the foundation of God standeth sure, come what may. God's foundation does not move. Live your life in earnest seriousness that resists the contemporary cultural zeitgeist of whatever. Sobriety makes no room for apathy or intoxicating diversions and distractions that will only take you off your life's mission and task. Secondly, be vigilant. Vigilance is the posture of a Christian knight. How many times did our Lord and the apostles encourage vigilance? Vigils are a part of Christian piety. Vigilance in the Christian is a posture of combat readiness. Vigilance anticipates spiritual warfare. To be vigilant is to be awake, alert, watchful, and ready to engage the enemy. The vigilant Christian knight is never caught unawares. You are to have situational awareness, that is, spiritual eyesight for and insight of your surroundings. You are to be ever awake, alert, and watchful. Vigilance is a posture that is informed by the virtue of sobriety. Those Christians who are informed by spiritual wisdom and knowledge, who understand the times, are both sober and vigilant. Thirdly, you are to be penitent. Repentance is a mental and spiritual attitude of the Christian knight. Repentance actualizes the transformation of our lives by the ongoing renewal of our minds. The penitent knight is regretful for sin and wrongdoing in his or her life. He is continually aware of his own moral shortcomings and resolved by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to change. The penitent knight is a humble knight who knows that, but for the grace of God, there go I. Repentance means taking sin seriously. To be penitent is not to let sin's cancerous quality take root in one's soul. To be penitent is to have a quickened conscience that is tender to the holiness and to the righteousness of God. To be penitent is to confess one's sin with the full assurance of God's gracious absolution and remission. To be penitent is to live a life of ongoing amendment and practical holiness. Lastly, you are to be a mission. We live in a cultural wilderness, a winter desert, a bleak mid-winter sort of place. It's a world like C.S. Lewis's Narnia, where it is always winter and never Christmas. Yet Aslan, the king, Aslan, is on the move. Prepare the way. In the name of God in Christ, we commission you to be a mission of prophet statesmen in your generation. This means that you must speak words of rebuke, words that rebuke false prophets. But beyond words of rebuke and judgment, you must speak of God's design for the human community, of his purposes of renewal and restoration, of his mercy toward weak and fragile societies like our own, on which the fate of souls depends.